Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome to the Marriage and More Podcast with your hosts, Sterling and Soretta Smith, where they talk about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more.
What's up, what's up? Welcome to Marriage and More with your host,
Sterling Smith
and Soretta Smith, where we talk about love, life, marriage,
and a whole lot
more. And boy, today do we have a whole lot more to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening every week. You can always go to BashaniRadio.com and listen to our shows. You can go back and listen to previous shows. Or better yet, download the Bashani Radio app at your app store. And you know you can always listen at all of your other outlets where you can catch podcasts. But we have the In-Laws Outlaws reboot show today.
Yes, we do.
So listen, as we always give our disclaimer, we're not licensed therapists, practitioners, or clinicians, but we created this podcast to share our own life experiences and talk about marriage and the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, the good, the bad.
Just marriage in general.
Yeah.
We just want to talk about it.
Yeah, from the lens and experiences of our own lives. And so we did a show 2 weeks ago called In-Laws versus Outlaws. And we appreciate our listeners whenever they email in and give feedback. It's always good to hear other people's perspectives. We love to interact and the engagement. And so we got some feedback.
Some interesting feedback.
So much so that we're going to be bringing my mom on the show as a guest tonight to talk about some of these comments that we received via email. And you know what, Sterling, I don't have a problem with people commenting or, you know, giving their perspective. I just think that when you do that, you should do it in a respectful manner, right?
Yeah, respectful manner.
So, you know, agreeing to disagree is not an issue. No two people or no group of people
think alike
are always going to agree on everything. And I'm open to your civil, positive discourse. But I do have a problem when people are disrespectful.
Yeah.
That kind of bothers me because, you know, as long as we're being respectful, then I don't have a problem with the dialogue. So we got some emails, and some of the emails, I won't read all the email because some of the emails do contain some profanity. But I promised Mr. Benny that I was going to be nice.
They were funny. It was funny. Some of the responses.
So, you know, we had some listeners that had some serious questions. And then we, you know, even like I said, even the emails that did have the profanity in them, we respect your opinion. And so, like I said, we've got my mom on the show tonight. And so we're going to bring her on in just a few minutes. But let's talk about some of the emails that we received.
So, sure, that's a good idea. Go ahead.
All right. So this email comes from Shelly, and Shelly lives in Texas. And Shelly says, I hate my mother-in-law. She makes me throw up when she is around. How do I keep the peace? I swear I want to hurt her real bad one day. Help me understand my anger. I'm white and my husband is black, and I think she wanted him to have a black wife, not white like me. Any advice? Well, Shelly, I certainly hear you and understand you. And you know what? There are women people who don't believe in interracial marriage.
Very true. That's very true.
And especially I can say, like, in the black community, sometimes, you know, when it is frowned upon when a black man marries outside of his race. Now, based on our Christian beliefs, you know, I don't see a problem with interracial marriage, that a black man and a white man and a black Latino. I don't see a problem with it. But it's probably dealing with something that is deep-rooted in your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
If she doesn't like you because you're Caucasian and she wanted her son to marry someone black, then that possibly could be the source of, or that probably is, let's be real, that probably is the source of the contention. And until your mother-in-law like really has a heart change, there isn't anything you can do about it. I mean, you could be the best daughter-in-law there is. You could show her all the love, but until she has a heart change and maybe deals with her prejudices or
her biases,
maybe even racial issues, you know, about her son marrying someone white, there isn't anything you can do to fix that. And I like to tell people,
Shelly, you know, you can only continue being who you are.
That's it. You're the only person that you can control.
You can't change your race.
Is you.
You.
The only person, you know, that you can change in terms of a heart change is you. You can't change the color of your skin. Mm. You can't change your race. Neither should you
attempt to
or have to.
Just be you. Do you.
Yeah. So that's one of those situations where, you know, if you plan to remain in this marriage, then you're going to have to, you know, navigate around her or not put yourself in situations, you know, where it's going to be
confrontational.
Yeah. And then your husband's going to have to speak up and tell his mom, look, this is my wife. This is who I love. This is who I married. It's not going to change. You know, you got to accept that. So it sounds like there may be the need for some counseling to bring a third party in for some family counseling as well. So, Shelly, hang in there.
And just keep being you.
And I want to tell you something that Martin Luther King Jr. said. He said that hate can't drive out love. Hate can't drive out hate. I'm sorry. Only love can do that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I know it's hard. I know it's difficult, especially, you know, if she's just being really ugly to you. But you got to try to find a way to love and forgive. And again, maybe some counseling might be something good for you. So, Shelly, we're praying for you. We're praying for peace. We're praying that God would touch your mother-in-law's heart and that he would touch your heart as well. And that you all will find peace and come to the realization that it's not about the color of your skin, but it's about
the love that you have for her son.
The love you have for her son in her heart and the content of your character. All right. So we get ready to bring mom in on this one, because this is from Jerry, and Jerry is in Atlanta. And Jerry said, your husband was really quiet on this episode.
Yeah, Jerry. Yeah.
I don't think he stood up for men. Most men get the bad end of the stick, and he was acting like everything is peachy and cream. You should have a man's point of view that's not so close to you. Your husband seems like he was scared to disagree with you. So that we're not going to bring mom on just yet, but I'm going to let you address this, Sterling.
Jerry, I mean, I don't know what your relationship is with your mother-in-law, but me and my moms, I don't even call her mother-in-law. I call her my moms. We're tight. We're cool. I mean, like you said, we are, as you say, peachy and cream. We are peachy and cream. She loves me and I love her. Outside of that, I can't appease you by just saying, by trying to make up a agenda between my moms and me. Me and my moms are cool. That's all I have to say on that.
And, you know, Jerry, like we said in the show, like, I had a good relationship with my mother-in-law, and Sterling has a good relationship with my mom. And we understand that that's not always the case, and that's not always the dynamic, but we want people to know that it is possible. It doesn't have to be the love, hate, the confrontation,
I strive for excellence.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that. And so there are times where, you know, men don't speak up when there's confrontation or strife between their wife and their mom. And I get it. They're stuck in the middle. They don't want to upset their mom. They don't want to upset their wife. But when you look at it, you know, he's responsible for protecting his wife, for covering his wife, you know, for making sure that his wife is safe. And so sometimes the husband may have to, you know, stand up to his mom and speak up and tell his mom, you know, listen, this is my wife. This is who I love. This is who I married. So I don't think Sterling was scared to disagree with me.
Even if there was a disagreement between myself and the mother-in-law or my mom's, it's a right and a wrong way to do things.
You
don't have to get nasty and go at her like as if you despise her. I mean, you just talk it out. Have a civil disagreement and solve the problem. You're trying to solve the problem, not prolong the problem. I don't understand. You got to think outside the box on how to get things done correctly.
Yeah. So, Jerry, appreciate your comments. All right. This is the one where we're going to bring my mom's on, because this is from Dillard. Dillard is from Texas. He said, come on, Sterling. You know and I know there is no perfect relationship. Grow some, you know what, do, and speak up for the men. My mother-in-law can kick rocks and go to you know where. Mr. Sterling, you agree 100% with your mother-in-law all the time. Watch his blank say yes, laughing out loud. All right, Sterling, go ahead.
I don't even have a response to that, man. Obviously, you and your mother-in-law have a very contentious, cantankerous relationship, and you've chosen to keep it there. Like I said, you and her have to sit down and talk it out with her. Me, I can't speak for you. All men aren't like that. Like I said, I don't get stuck on drama, and it seems like you have a lot of drama with your mother-in-law that you need to work out.
So now we're going to bring my mom on, because I want my mom to talk to our audience, because Dillard here, he just seems to think that it is not possible. And I want to say something about perfect. There is no perfect person. There is no perfect relationship. There's no perfect person that's walking the face of this earth. That's why there are no perfect relationships. And in our faith and in our belief, you know, we believe that the only perfect person is Jesus Christ. And so on this earth right now, there are no perfect people. So there will be no perfect relationships. But I think a better word is mature relationships. And I think the older we get, life's experiences, you know, just growing
as a person,
we become more mature. So
sometimes, Jerry, you got to be the bigger man.
Yeah. So now we're going to bring mom on. So mom, you heard what Dillard said about Sterling. So what are your comments to that? Okay. So Dillard, he said, come on, Sterling, you know, and I know there are no perfect relationships. He said, my mother-in-law can kick rocks and go to, you know, where. Mr. Sterling, you agree 100% with your mother-in-law all the time. And so what the men are basically saying is that they don't believe that, you know, you and Sterling have a good relationship.
Yes, we do.
Okay, talk about it, Mama. Educate the people.
Well, we have a really good relationship. Nobody's perfect but God. So, but we don't argue, we don't fuss. We never argue, we never fuss. When I come to a dustbin, you know, all the snacks that I like Junior Snap, everything is there. If I need anything, he goes to the store and he gets it. When he comes to Fairville, it's the same thing. If I need something done or whatever, he gets it. He was here one time at Fort Bragg on some kind of assignment. He would come by, we would sit and we would talk. And if I hadn't had dinner, we would go eat. Sterling is the best son-in-law that I could ask for. If he wasn't my son-in-law, I would want him to be a son. He is a really good man, and I would not say this if I didn't believe it. And we have never had a falling out. We never said cruel words to each other. He's always been loving and kind. And I love him just as if he was my own.
All right, Dillard. There you heard it. You heard it, Dillard. I mean, and I want people to understand, yes, we understand that this may not be the dynamic for everyone, but it's possible. Like,
yes, Dillard and Jerry, it's very possible. And we make it work because I know in the long run that in order to have a relationship, you have to create some type of dialogue in between us to make it work.
Yeah. So it's possible. That's what we want people to know. There is hope. You know, there is hope out there if you are in a situation where you feel like you have outlaws instead of in-laws. All right, let's look at Julia. She says, I love your podcast. It's one of the best podcasts on Bashani. Thank you, Julia, down in Miami. Mary V, she says, how did you guys create such great relationships with your in-laws? I'm having trouble creating peace with my in-laws. So like I said, Sterling's mom, you know, she and I got along really good. She would fuss at him on my behalf. And then Sterling and my mom get along. I think it has a lot to do with temperament. If you didn't hear our show about temperament, Mary, go back and look at temperament. So my mom is an introvert. She's a phlegmatic, very easygoing, very mild. So she's not going to be domineering and overbearing because that's just not a part of her temperament. And then Sterling is an introvert and a phleg as well. So again, he's not going to be, you know, domineering and overbearing. I can tell you, I remember one time we went on a trip and I can't remember where we were going. But anyway, I was like, we having bad vibes and I'm just not going to have these bad vibes. And my mom said, oh, like the vibe you giving everybody right now. And we all just bust out laughing. So my mom's not domineering and overbearing. If we ask her for advice, she gives it. But very rarely does she just insert herself. So, you know, Mary, it depends on the temperament of your in-laws.
And also, Mary, focus on the good that your in-laws have and operate in that area. And try to stay away from those, I call it, opposites or things that drive the madness, or you said that you don't get along with them. Try to stay away from those areas. Eventually, you're going to hit them, but try to focus on the good.
Yeah, build on that. Mama, you have any advice for Miss Mary?
Well, she don't get along with her in-laws.
She says she's having trouble creating peace with her in-laws.
Try and get along with your in-laws and don't
you ask for
the fact. And then if that
don't work, you just pray and put it in the hands of the Lord.
When
you do all that you can do, that's all you can do is just stand.
All right. All right, I like that.
All right,
Mama. Tell them, Mama.
Yeah.
and let God handle the rest.
Bring it, Moms. Bring it.
There you go. Don't you try. And if it don't work out, it don't work out. Don't you feel bad about it.
And keep it moving.
No.
All right. Tommy from Rhode Island. He said, I love your podcast, but this episode was like listening to a Mary Poppins episode. Everything is so perfect. Come on, guys. Marriage is a lot of work. Don't try to fool the public. Well,
Tommy, you're right. Marriage is a lot of work, and we work on our marriage. That's what we all married couples should strive to be perfect. We know it's not going to be perfect, but if you put in the work, you can get it as close to perfect as you can. Like I said, you have to put in the work.
Yeah. And then again, I hate to keep beating a dead horse. I just did not have the issues with my mother-in-law that, you know, I hear a lot of women have. And so we shared our perspective, but we also, you know, talked about some of the other issues and problems that daughter-in-laws and mother-in-laws may have. All right. Robert S. from North Carolina. All right, Robert, North Carolina. That's my home. That's my hometown, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Okay, Robert. We home. You my homeboy, but you know, we getting ready to have it, Robert. Robert says, I don't normally listen to podcast shows like this, but it caught my attention. Sterling, we are taking your man card. You did speak up for men in this episode. I think he meant to say you did not speak up for men in this episode. Your man card has been revoked.
What's his name?
Robert.
if by me not having a bad relationship means you're taking my man card, you can have it, because I'm not going to create a dialogue just to appease you. I don't have a bad relationship with my moms.
And you're not giving up your man card. Let me tell you guys something about Sterling. Sterling did not meet his father until he was like 32 years old. Sterling grew up without his dad being in the home. He found his dad when he was about 32. And when he found his dad had just had a massive major stroke. Okay. And he went to visit his dad. So here's this guy who's never met his dad in his life. He has no recollection of his father. 32 years later, he finally finds his dad, and his dad has just had a massive stroke where he can't speak. They don't even know if he's going to make it. He can't speak. He goes from being in intensive care to being bedridden in a rest home until he passed away, like maybe 15, almost 20 years later. And, you know, I can only imagine, and I'll let Sterling speak to this, all the questions that he had, like 32 years of all the questions that he had. And finally, he has his dad there, and he has an opportunity. You know, this is the opportunity that he's been waiting for, to ask his dad all these questions. Like, why did you leave? Like, why didn't you, you know, and I'll let him speak to that. But this stroke was so massive that this man, he couldn't speak. He couldn't take care of himself anymore. And I've sat there and watched Sterling wipe drool from this man's mouth. I sat there and watched my husband tell him, I forgive you. Look at me. I'm married. These are your grandkids. I'm good. I made something of myself. My life turned out okay. You know, it's okay. I'm not angry with you. And you want to pull my boo, my bud, and my babe man card? I'm sorry, Mr. Benny. But this is my homeboy right here. And I just got to say this, you know. So, again, he has a great relationship with my mom. So we're not going to paint this narrative, you know, even though we talked about the flip side of it. And, hey, if you'd like to be on the show, if you're out there and you're listening and you're struggling in your relationship with your in-laws and you want to come on the show and we could talk about it on the show, absolutely. We'd love to have you on the show. But, Sterling, talk a little bit. Because when he said that he was going to take your man card, I mean that because you know, the statistics said you should have been in jail. You should have been on drugs. You should have been a drug dealer. The statistics say you should never have accomplished all the things that you've accomplished. But like I tell people, you know, you're not responsible for the families that you grow, that you're birthed into. You have no say in what family you're birthed into or the circumstances that, you know, that you have to grow up in or come up through. But you do have a responsibility for your own healing and for your own destiny. And you don't have to finish like how you started. And so that's what I admire about Sterling. He didn't use the excuse of, well, I didn't have a man in my home. You know, I didn't have a dad. You know, he decided that his life was going to be different, and that when he had kids, he was going to be there and he was going to be the father to his kids that he never had. And they say, I do all the talking, so please say something so they won't, you know.
Just, it's really not a lot to say on this, but like all I could do, like when I first got there on the scene with him, it was a lot of built up emotion, anger and stuff that was in me. But I looked at him in the state that he was in. I was like, it would do me no good to air it out on him. I said, because at this point, if I had went 30 plus years without him and I was perfectly fine, I just had to say, OK, you chose the route that you chose to go, the route that my father chose to go. He went his route. Maybe it was something that was going on with him that led him that way. Me, I said, I'm not going to, how you say it, what do they call it? if you keep following along with someone. If you keep, I didn't want to recreate history. I didn't want to do the same thing that he did. And the best way for me to do that was just to forgive him. Not that it was showing like a sign of weakness or anything like that. It was just the right thing to do for the state that he was in. And I had no ill will against him because, like I said, those 32 years were gone. That was in my past. And I'm one of those type of people that focus on going forward. I can't go back and change the past. So why dwell on it? He was in a bad state of health. And hey, he was there. So I said, okay, from this point forward, I forgive you, and I'm going to show you the love that a son would show to his dad. And for the last, I say, what, months that he had on this earth,
yeah,
I went there and I became his. I was his son.
Yeah.
So I treated him like I treated him like who he was. He was my dad, my father, and I just kept the relationship at that. It was no need for me to be mad or get there and call him outside of his name and wish bad things on him. I'm like, it's beyond that point.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the point that we have to get with our relationships. And like, how does this tie in with the in-laws and all that? You have to get past that point too. If you and that in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, whoever it is, if you are at that point, somebody has to be the mature adult and go beyond that point and say, from this point forward, we're going to be this way. We're either going to have a great relationship or a good relationship or a workable relationship, but don't dwell on all the bad things that have taken place before, because you'll never establish any type of relationship. So like I said, the man card thing is, I'm like, hey, if that's your thing, hey, that's your thing. But I'm not.
They ain't taking your man card. I'm sorry. You keeping your man card, okay? Like, all right.
I'm like, my man card is in my pocket, and that's where it's going to stay.
That's right. That's right. All right. Sherman from Alabama. I got kinfolk in Alabama all over. He says, most black families don't stay together for long. Most black fathers don't marry their ladies. They just have baby mamas around the country that my tax dollars end up paying for. So how you guys are going to talk about in-laws when y'all don't even marry each other? And you know what, Sherman? For some people, that is the narrative. That is. But you know what? We're doing this show because we want to help change the narrative. We want to see black families stay together. You know, we want black fathers to marry their baby mamas. Okay. And somebody
has to make a difference.
Somebody's got to make a difference. And so, you know, we choose to share our story. And, you know, Sterling has brothers and sisters. And again, you know, his dad wasn't there and his dad didn't marry his mom. But you know what? At the end of it all, he showed up. His dad gave him life. It was because of his seed that he was in this earth, and he showed respect. And I just think we've gotten away from respecting our elders, you know, honoring our mothers and fathers, even in spite of what they may say or what they may do. I was listening to Bishop Jakes just the other day, and he was talking to Oprah, and he was talking about how a lot of times, you know, your kids are born into the world with parents that are broken. That you come into the world and the parents that you're born to are broken because they were born to parents that were broken. And Sterling talked about that cycle, and he was determined to break the cycle, not to be another dad that abandoned their kids. And then, you know, here we go 30 some years later and you're just meeting your dad. So he was determined to break that cycle. I want to give my mom a few more minutes to say something to our listeners. If it's something else that you want to say to the listeners, Mom.
I know I'll be spoken, not that Sterling. And sometimes it's not good hard to hear when mothers and fathers and fathers. But just do your part to show love and concern and let them know that you care. And once you let them know that you care, if they don't want to accept that, and that's just about all lot of fussing and arguing. One person cannot fuss or argue by themselves. If a situation come up and somebody just want to keep going on and on, just walk away. Give them a hug. Tell them you love them. So men, folks, love your mother-in-law. And I love all of you all. And have a good night.
All right, guys. You heard it there. You heard it straight from my mama's mouth. And you better not send no emails, no crazy emails about my mama. Them fighting words. You know how we grew up. You talk about somebody's mama, them fighting words. That was my mother. That's all of the wisdom. Boy, I tell you, I love her. She's such a sweet lady. Always, but her words are soft spoken, but I'm telling you, they are always powerful. And we just wanted to, like, do the reboot, respond to some of the emails. We love the interaction. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Continue to send your emails in about the shows. We love the dialogue. But, you know, just be respectful. That's all I'm asking. Just be respectful. Because we never going to call you out your name and, you know, wish any ill will on you or wish any harm or hurt on you. But we really striving to, you know, just make a difference. And
we're trying to do it. Things out of excellence and out of order.
Yeah. And we want people to know there's hope. No matter what the situation is, there's hope for it. And sometimes that hope may not look like the ending that you necessarily desire, but there is a hope for your situation. And you just have to accept whatever that hope for your situation looks like. So it's time for us to get out of here. Please stay tuned afterwards for some information about how you can follow us on social media. We look forward to hearing from you guys. Take care. We love you. And we want to close out with our marriage mantra. And it goes a little something like this. The more you put in your marriage,
the more you will get out of your marriage.
Until next time, you guys take care.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marriage and More podcast with Sterling and Soretta Smith. Follow Sterling and Soretta on Instagram and Facebook at Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.